Greetings! We do bring you greetings in the name of Jesus. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the school of wisdom. The scripture says, "He whom God has sent speaketh the words of God." And at this time, our great pastor is coming to you, speaking what thus saith the Lord. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, evangelists, to our elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day, glad to be with you. We are God's Covenant Church. We are established in Jesus' name. That means we understand and we keep God's commandments. And I'm grateful for our great Bishop Barfield and our great Bishop Philip, our great Bishop Dorothy, the life they lived, the stand they took, they're going on, they're in God. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. To understand the Lord, to understand how you must possess the kingdom. That's what we're going to talk about today. You've got to go back to Moses. Choir, go back to Moses. Thank God.
In Jerusalem, at certain times, the Lord spake many things. And those who heard not all believed that he was the one.
Yeah.
God. If the church world would go back to Moses, you would learn about the Lord, who he really is. We thank God for our sister Josie. Sister been traveling on the highway of holiness some time now, close to 30 years plus. Wonderful sister in the Lord. She don't have this testimony sliding up and down the pole. You haven't backslid.
No, Pastor.
To my knowledge.
Yes, Pastor.
Thank God for you, Sister Josie. What's your testimony?
It is a great privilege to be in God's plan. Thanking God for my great pastor that he set up over us, that we may cleave to the word of God, which he bring to us and which he received from God, the true God, the Almighty God. Thank God for my great pastor for leading me and guiding me in the way God wants to go. Thank you.
Thank God for you, Sister Josie. Sister, a few words. But what's more importantly, we are witnesses to her life. Isn't that beautiful? Thank God for you, sister. Thank God for our companion, Brother Herm. Been with us 30 plus years, living for the Lord. He has a testimony today. Thank God for you, Brother Herman.
I thank God for being here today on this great Sabbath day, this beautiful Sabbath day. I thank God for the mind that I have. I thank God for this beautiful life that I've been privileged to live, as Pastor said, for 35 or so plus years.
Thank God.
I thank God that I don't have to wonder whether or not I'm on the right track. I don't have to wonder, am I in the truth? I know that I'm walking in the knowledge of the truth.
All right.
Because my life is in the scripture.
Thank God.
We walk as those in the days of old. But all this is because I have a great leader. I have a teaching priest. I have one who teaches by precept and example. And we follow, as he follows God, we follow through the scriptures.
Thank God.
And I thank God for the privilege of just being here today.
Thank God for you, Brother Herman. Brother Herman didn't know that was one of my scriptures I hope to include in my lesson today. Teaching priest, law, and God. Isn't that beautiful? Without these, you don't know the Lord, and you're not in the kingdom. Thank God for our sister Tatum. She's been with us some time. 40 years plus, I believe, walking with the Lord under the first past two leaderships. Three. I'm number four. And she's yet walking with the Lord. Thank God for you, Sister Tatum.
Thankfulness with joy. I'm thanking God for this blessed day. My eyes have been blessed to see. I'm so happy and so grateful. In this day, I'm living free. This joyous feeling that I have is almost like a dream. With every precious breath I take, I'm thanking God, it seems. It makes me cry continuously when I behold the good that God has truly blessed me with, when I remember he said he would. In the very pit of hell, I cried, and God delivered me. In the twinkling of an eye, it seemed he came and set me free. I never want to forget the love that he so freely gave, when he gave his only begotten son to give me the chance to be saved. I'm so glad I have that knowledge, and I'm so glad I'm me. Of all the people in the world, I'm truly glad to be free.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank God for you, Sister Tatum. Thank God. We glad to be with you today. We live for God, and we are called Christians, but God's people called each other sanctified. Short, saints. We're not ashamed to be called Christians, but it's more glorious to be called a saint. Announcements, Deacon Debbie.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day, yes. And we are back in the scripture.
Yes, we are.
We're in the scriptures daily, by the wayside, at the eatery, in the home. If you'd like for us to sit down with you, call us, email us, get in touch with us, and we'll arrange something. Maybe we have to meet in Dubai. You pay for the ticket, we'll come. Long as ice is not cutting up. The Lord say the same. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them. This is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And I believe the scriptures. I believe the scriptures said he was going to come. And he was going to be born of a virgin woman. He was. Then it was revealed his name was going to be called Jesus. His name was called Jesus. It was also prophesied he would be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. I believe that. And when you do that math, you can't get him up on Sunday. For all you Sunday keepers, go back to school. Now let's go to Daniel 7:1. I don't mean to get anybody upset, but let's stay with the scripture. Let's rightly divide the scripture. Let's rightly divide the word of truth, which is in the scriptures of truth. Isn't that beautiful? Daniel 9:1 is talking about the dreams and the visions that God gave Daniel. And it's all about possessing the kingdom, the summation of this. We're going to start 7:1. We're going to hit here a little and there a little. We don't have to go through all of the sketchings of what a beast looked like with lion wings and eyes like a man. We're not going to do all that. That's just a parable. These beasts that you read about Daniel had in his head, they're not in heaven. It's just so we can understand a little bit about what God gave Daniel. 7:1, what does it say, Evangelist?
In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed.
Had visions of his head on his bed, because God deals with his anointed through visions and dreams. And you don't have to be asleep to get a vision.
No.
A vision is how you see something. Some people look at another race and don't see harmony. They see racism. Depends on what vision you have.
Yes.
Some people look at another race and see friendly. Some see adversity. Depends on what prism you're looking through. So a vision don't have to be what you dream about. It could be just wide awake looking. It could be how you see the scripture. What vision do you have of what the scripture is saying? What the word is saying? Read.
Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matter.
So he understood what God gave him, because in the dream it was made known to him what it meant.
Mm-hmm.
Now read the third verse.
And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another.
Now let's not think about a natural beast. A dragon or what are all these leviathans in the sea? Let's think about the beast that Paul fought with in Ephesus.
Yes.
Beast is describing spirits that dwell in man. Spirits that are against God, that fight against God. And it all comes to one power, that devil. Read the ninth verse.
Mm-hmm. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit.
Now the devil said, all this power was given unto me, and all these beasts with the horns and all of this business is nothing but different faces of the devil. That's all it is. And it's talking about powers in the earth, diverse powers, mm-hmm. whether it's a priest or a natural king ruling a kingdom or a president, whatever. Churches, wherever there's power, could be CEOs. That's what this is talking about. Thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit. What?
Whose garment was white as snow.
We know that's the Lord. Garment white as snow. What?
Mm-hmm. And the hair of his head like the pure wool.
That's the Lamb. That's God. That's the Lord.
It is.
Ancient of Days. Isn't that beautiful? God. But yet, it's the Lamb. What?
His throne was like the fiery flame.
God's throne is his word, which is like fire. Because in the end, God's word is going to burn up everything that's not like him. And yet his word is refuge.
Yes.
If you're in his will. Mm-hmm. And his wheels, what?
And his wheels as burning fire.
Because what moves God is the Spirit of God. The word moves him. Righteousness moves God. That's why his wheels are like burning fire. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
13th verse, what does it say?
Mm-hmm. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven.
Now, wait a minute. Then, one like the Son of Man was John. They said, now, are you John? You sound like one of the old prophets. Because all of God's anointed are one. And when you follow God's anointing, you take on their spirits, you become one with God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But you've got to get it from somebody.
Yes.
In the night visions, mm-hmm. one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of
heaven.
Heaven. So God's anointing is going to bring that sun. Because the clouds of heaven are the witnesses. They are God's anointed.
Yes.
They're God's angels, and they bring to you the Son of God.
Yes.
They're bringing to you the Lord. He said, you'll see me no more.
Right.
Till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. The angels bring you the Lord.
Yes.
One like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven. What?
Mm-hmm. And came to the Ancient of Days.
Wait a minute. So when anyone that say they're that preacher that God sent, they're bringing you Jesus, they should take you back to the Ancient of Days. Take you back to God's word. That's what it take you back to. Because that's what the Lord said. My Father gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. The Son takes you back to God. Always. And God is going to point you to the Son.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days. And they brought him near.
Before him.
What?
And there was given him dominion.
Now the Lord hath dominion. What?
And glory.
Glory.
And a kingdom.
And a kingdom.
That all people, nations.
All people.
And languages.
Nations, languages.
Should serve him.
So that's what we believe here at 425 Laconia Boulevard.
Yes.
We don't wait for the calendar to come down to honor someone's birthday. We give them honor to whom honor is due. And if you got an anniversary or a birthday or whatever, we don't follow that calendar. We follow the Spirit of God.
Yes.
We don't just move because the calendar says it's Valentine's Day. That's the nation erected that mess. We follow the Spirit of God. We don't say we're going to get gifts for everybody because it's Christmas. We follow the Spirit of God.
Yes.
All nations and languages come under his dominion.
Yes.
We move with the Spirit of God. We're not caught up in the world.
No,
that's what this is talking about.
Mm-hmm.
All
mm-hmm.
nations and languages should serve him. What?
His dominion is an everlasting
dominion.
So it
don't dominion. Change just because maybe years ago the forefathers came from England to and call it USA now. It changes. No, it don't change. No. God's word is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Mm-hmm.
Which shall not pass away. What?
And his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed.
It's not going to be destroyed. That beautiful St. Yeah. John 18 mm-hmm. and 36. This is nobody but the Lord. Everyone that God sends, the angels, the Son of Man, that's God's anointed. They all should be talking the same thing, bringing you back to the Ancient of Days, bringing you to the Lord, because you have to learn of him. And when you learn of him, you're taking him back to God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
St. John 18 and 36, what does it say?
Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this
world.
So
wait a minute. We're talking about God's kingdom, God's spirit. That is his kingdom, his word. It's not of the world. That's why, as I say, we don't get caught up in the holidays. And we don't take our children through this mess that one day, should God call them, they got to come all the way back out.
Yes.
No. And there's many people don't even live for God, don't get caught up in a bunch of gods, because that's what they are. Because all of these days are erected to get something from you and to make you spend and sacrifice. Under the guise of that God.
Yes.
Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, birthdays, Mother's Day, Father's Day. It's all a big sham.
Yes,
and many times, 99% out of 100, they're not worthy for any of the frills that go along with it. Read it again.
Mm-hmm. Jesus answered,
what?
My kingdom is not of this world.
Why?
If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight.
So then why do so many churchgoers look just like the people? This is not a black church. But if I said, look at those, we're traveling through the black churches. They said, who you think you is? You think you white? Well, Jews, Jesus was a Jew. He said, the Jews is synagogue. He went through Jewry.
Yes.
He was a Jew. But he called it like it was, because what they were of was of Judaism, was of the Jews and not of God.
Right.
His kingdom was of the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even his brothers and sisters said, let's go up to this festival. He said, you go. My time is not yet. Because he was waiting on the Spirit of God to lead him to go.
Yes.
But he said, your time is always ready. He said, the world cannot hate you, but me it hates. Because I testify of it.
All right.
And that's why so many don't enjoy this broadcast, because we're bringing to you the truth.
Yes.
If my kingdom were of this world,
then would my servants fight.
What?
That I should not be delivered to the Jews.
Wait a minute. So that I should not be delivered to the blacks. Oh, so who you think you are? You, what are you now? Are you Chinese? I'm black, but more importantly, I'm holy.
That's right.
I'm in the spirit. And he wasn't talking about a natural Jew to be a part of. He was talking about being a part of a spiritual Jew.
Yes.
He was talking about the Jews.
Yes.
I should not be delivered to the Jews.
Jews.
But what?
But now is my kingdom
what?
Not from hence.
Let's go to Matthew 12.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lord's kingdom was all about being in harmony, in tune, in the will of God. And so is our testimony.
Yes.
We're not of the world. We're in it, but we are not of it.
All right.
So we don't make our decisions about how we bless and how we give according to what has been set up in the nation. It's the Spirit of God that leads.
Mm-hmm.
We can give someone a gift, a child, when they deserve it, when we are moved to do it.
Yes.
And many times, not because a day is here, their birthday. They better thank God we take care of them, let alone their own birthday.
That's right,
isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's the way to think. But they grow up thinking they're entitled to something because it's somebody's birthday.
Yes.
And they come to you looking for handouts, and that's what they're doing to the nation. Hand me, give me something.
That's
they
right.
feel entitled. Matthew 12 and 25.
Man, 25. And Jesus knew their thoughts.
What?
And said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation.
What?
And every city or house divided against itself shall not stand.
Now he's letting them know my kingdom is not of this world. And every kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. That's why these so-called Christians, that kingdom stands because they don't know the Lord. And yet the devil, it stands. They do healing there too. But they don't stand for holy. They don't talk about if you're not holy, you're not of God. So they're not divided in that. They all got their own little thing. One believe in baptizing, one believe in speaking in tongues. But they all get the same cohesiveness. They're not divided that they feel they're all living for the Lord. But when you say you're in holiness and that there's only one Lord, one faith, now they're against you. And all of those that are holy and sanctified, one Lord, one faith. That's what Paul said. And yet they all try to embrace Paul. But they're Baptists. They're Methodists. And you got some come on, they sound like a game show. Boom, 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 boom. This is this foolishness. There's nothing serious about it. And there's nothing real about it. There's nothing true about it. Mm-hmm. They're telling you stories, but no spiritual understanding. If you don't keep God's commandments, all the stories you tell, all the examples in the scripture means nothing if you're not keeping God's commandments. If you're not living holy. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read the 28th verse.
Mm-hmm.
But
if I cast out devils.
Now here's the Lord talking. Mm-hmm. A kingdom divided against itself can't stand. But if I cast out devils, and no lie is of God,
right.
We cast out the devil.
Yes.
The devil is a liar.
Yes.
From the beginning.
Yes.
And keeping Sunday as the day of rest is a lie.
Yes, it is.
To say that he rose on the first day of the week is a lie.
Yes, it is.
We cast that out of our mind. Mm-hmm. We cast out all of these so-called days that people hold dear. Trying to say it's of God, it's not of God. But keeping God's commandments to be separated from the world, coming out of the world into his marvelous light, that's of God. But if I cast out devils, what?
If I cast out devils by the Spirit of God,
what?
Then the kingdom of God is come unto you.
Well, wait, that's what God is talking about. Now you got a kingdom that's not divided. When you cast out lies, because that's what the devil did from the beginning. Matthew 13 and 41. Let's go there. Thank God. I hope you are enjoying what the word is saying. Because the word is letting you know plainly what the kingdom is all about. God's spirit. Matthew 13:41 says what?
The Son of Man shall send forth his angels.
Well, wait, we just talked about it now. Because God's anointed. It's not just talking about the Lord. It's all of God's anointed. They're going to bring you back to Jesus. They're going to bring you back to the Word. Same thing. Which is taking you back to God. Same thing.
Right.
Son of Man shall send forth his angels. That's Peter, James, John, Jeremiah, Moses. That's God's angels.
Yes.
What?
And they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend.
Well, that's what we're bringing. The things that offend God is following everything but the Spirit of God. Following everything but Moses.
Yes.
Following everything but those that follow the Lord. Following everything that, but those that follow the Spirit and the Word.
Yes.
Cast out
mm-hmm.
all things that offend. What?
And them which do iniquity.
Let's go to James right quick. Thank God. Let's go to James. Because James made it very clear and summed it up about the things that offend. I know we don't have time. We're running out of time. But we're going to say this right quick. James 2 and 10. What does it say?
Mm-hmm. Thank God. For whosoever
what?
Shall keep the whole law
what?
And yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all.
That's what offends God, when you offend in God's word, the law. And so many, because they don't know the Lord, don't know the law is the word. They don't know that the word is God. They don't know that the law is God. That's what God's anointed does.
Mm-hmm.
Let you know what offends God, and we gather up these things. What?
For he that said, do not commit adultery,
what?
Said also, do not kill.
And I believe he also said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. What?
Now, if thou commit no adultery,
what?
Yet, if thou kill.
If thou commit no adultery, and yet,
thou
you.
Kill.